The Republican replacement health care plan proposed this week is predictably under attack by Democrats and conservatives. Let's take the public pulse with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
And Frank, let's also factor in official resistance from the American Medical Association, AARP. What does the public want?
Well, that's a good question. We don't have reads yet, and it'll probably be a while before we get specific reads from the public on the Republican plan, because people have to understand it. But there's been a lot of polling on the ACA, and we've talked about it before, and we got a pretty good feel for public opinion in the general arena of Obamacare and what should be done about it. The key to me is that the majority of Americans are willing to go along with or actually want changes in the Affordable Care Act. However, it is a minority, a significant minority, who want it, quote, repealed, end quote. And that's a real key because Republicans in Congress are trying to say we're changing Obamacare, but they're really leaving parts of it in. So are they repealing it or are they not, and so forth and so on? That's the real key on how it's kind of positioned as far as the average American is concerned.
In its essence, is it safe to say the public does not want to see higher premiums or reduced services?
Well, of course. That's like motherhood and apple pie. Americans would like to have everything. You know, this plan is arcane. You know, there's a lot of movement of paying for this to certain types of refundable tax credits and so on. That's a shift from how Obamacare had it. And Americans probably have a hard time deciphering all of those types of things. But in general, Americans certainly would like to have it all. They would like to have excellent service and pay less than they are now for that service.
Is health care among the top concerns for the public?
It is up there, but certainly not at the top of the list. At the top of the list is dissatisfaction with government, poor leadership. We've seen that before. We're seeing that again right now. That's topping the economy. The economy is the other usual suspect when we look at this most important problem question that we update every month. In fact, the percent who say the economy in general is the nation's top problem is as low as we've seen it in many, many years. And then immigration. A lot of Republicans will spontaneously say immigration is the top problem. But then below that, below the economy and the government and immigration, healthcare comes in probably third or fourth in terms of the major categories of concerns that Americans have.
If there's such a lack of confidence in government and its leaders, how can there be faith in that body executing policy, whether it's immigration or infrastructure or anything?
To me, that's the key concern of our time, the diminished faith in and legitimacy in core institutions in our society, and in particular the government. It's crippling. That's one of the reasons that Donald Trump was elected, of course. He said he's going to drain the swamp and change things as far as government is concerned, but he's part of the apparatus, and now we have the Republicans in Congress trying to change health care, as we've been talking about, and I think it's a real problem for American society today.
Let's turn to the environment. Given perceptions about the economy, now factor in cheap energy prices, the Trump administration is pushing more fossil fuel extraction, opening up federal lands, and relaxing environmental restrictions on energy production. How is that perceived?
The American public right now gives that a low priority. Trump is really pushing uphill on this. Americans clearly say that the environment and preserving the environment is more important than increased production of oil, gas, and coal. In fact, worry about energy is the nation's problem, which we track every March, is now as low as we've seen it.
Frank, now in the third month of the Trump administration, how do Americans think things are going in general in the United States?
29% say things are going well. That's our current March update. That's a low number. Economic confidence is booming. Americans don't have the economy as a top problem. In fact, they're kind of hard-pressed to find any one single top problem other than government itself, but that's probably the key. This 29% is low. Satisfaction, the right track, and I think a lot of that comes back to Americans' concern about the government and the way things are going in general. And I have to say, in this highly polarized environment, when we get beneath the numbers on that 29% figure, we find that Democrats are way down in the teens in terms of being satisfied, and that's part of what brings the overall number down.
It's an interesting historical exercise to look at antecedents to determine how we got here regarding being so polarized, and it goes back not years, but decades. Is it possible that we could extract ourselves from this bitter divide anytime soon?
Well, that's the interesting question, and I wish I had a concrete answer for you. I wish I could say yes, and I wish I could suggest exactly how we're going to do it. The one thing that we do know helps bring us together, of course, and this is not a solution, is national tragedies. When we have a war, when we had 9/11, A lot of those partisan disputes went away, but that's hardly the way we want to solve this problem, I wouldn't think.
Though there's no accord on how to pay for it, it seems that there's broad consensus for building out infrastructure.
Oh, absolutely. We have tested. Other polling organizations have tested. A lot of the proposals that have been made by the Trump administration, and actually we tested this when Hillary Clinton was also arguing for a major investment in infrastructure when she was running for president last year, and the data are non-controversial. Americans overwhelmingly say yes to spending, and we mentioned large amounts of money, billions and billions and billions of dollars, on improving bridges, tunnels, and roads. That's a no-brainer. Americans say, go for it. They want more money spent on infrastructure.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.